Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. And welcome, welcome, welcome to this wonderful edition of Family Prayer on Blog Talk Radio. I'm so pleased to be back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Took some time off. Hallelujah. I pray you all have been well. God has been working everything out for your good. You've been following as he's been leading, and your life is moving in the right direction. That has been my prayer while I was away. Well, again, welcome to the show. Today we're just doing a short 30-minute segment, so we're going to get right into it. We're going to play our theme song. Then we'll come back with our opening prayer. Be blessed by it. Amen. Hallelujah. Our God, yes, our God is an awesome God.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised.
Come on.
To God. Our God is awesome. And we may ask that question, what's inside? And that can cover so many things. What's inside the Bible? Glory to God. What's inside? Hallelujah, the box, the present. What's inside? We see a beautiful human being and we want to get to know them. And we begin to think, what are they made of? What's inside? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pretty package can be deceiving. Glory to God. And then a pretty package can be just that, a pretty package. Pretty outside and pretty inside. Today we are going to talk about the harvest later on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But right now it is time for our opening prayer. We know that our God is awesome. We know, glory to God, that He's good. We know, hallelujah, hallelujah, that He is Lord of the harvest. Glory to God. So today we are going to pray and we're going to open our hearts and we're going to ask our God. Hallelujah. We're going to put our petition before our God. And I'm going to say this scripture into your ear gate if you're listening. That's a gate, a gateway to your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. And if Jesus said it, that should settle it. And the scripture I'm going to present to you, read into your hearing, is Mark 11:24. And it reads, Jesus said, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. It's just that simple. Ask in prayer. And another place it says, pray without ceasing. And in another scripture it says, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great mighty things that you know not of. Ask, believe, hallelujah, faith that you have received it, and it will be yours. It doesn't take 10 years many times or 20 years. It's just a matter of asking in prayer and having faith, glory to God. That it's already yours. Act like it's already yours. Talk like it's already yours. Walk like it's already yours. Hallelujah. Speak like it's already yours. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when you're hooked up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus, as the old saints used to say, He knows, hallelujah, He knows you. He knows you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. He knows the number of hairs on your head. He knows, glory to God, that He wants you to ask big, hallelujah. He's a big God. The streets in heaven are paved with gold. So money is not a problem to God. There's no sickness or disease in heaven. So healing is not a problem with God. There's no worry in heaven. Hallelujah. So worry, hallelujah, is not a problem for God. Amen. Glory to God. Now before the throne room. Father God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Father, Abba, we come before you this Tuesday afternoon, this second day of October. We come, Lord God, hallelujah, to give you thanks. We have an attitude of gratitude today, Lord God. We thank you for our waking up this morning. We thank you for our laying down last night. We thank you, Lord, for the activity of our limbs. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our eyesight. We thank you, Lord, for our minds. Hallelujah. Being able to think. Hallelujah. We thank you that we're able to dress ourselves. Hallelujah. I know it's simple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I thank you, God. Hallelujah. For my legs, my knees, being able to walk forward. We all thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, because your word says, beloved, I wish above all things that you be in health. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord God, for good health. Then your word says, Father God, I will satisfy you with long life. We thank you, Lord, today for long life and good health. We thank you, Lord. Your word says, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. Let our minds be in Christ Jesus, Lord God. Our God, we just thank you today. We thank you for a roof over our heads and food to eat and all the things that you have provided for us, Lord God. You are good. Hallelujah. You are our shepherd, Father. We shall not want. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we looked around, Father, all was well. And hallelujah, Father, you gave us a heart that pumps to the rhythm of love. And because of that heart, Lord God, we have compassion on others, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you that you gave us a tongue and you said, speak life, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you are our Father and we can call you friend. Hallelujah, that when we speak words of life, Lord God, the power of the Holy Spirit backs them up, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. Hallelujah. You, hallelujah, have us, hallelujah, allowed us to enter this earth realm. And Father God, but your word says we're in the world but not of the world. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that we know our purpose. Hallelujah. Our mission, hallelujah, is to call the least, the lost, and the left out unto Jesus. Our mission, Father, is to be a light in this dark world. Our mission is to be an example of Christ-like behavior. Oh, Father, I pray for the body of Christ right now, Lord God. I pray that we refocus and our minds are on the mission, hallelujah, that you have given us. Hallelujah, to evangelize, Lord God, each of us can reach one. We thank you right now, Lord God. Each one can reach one. Our God, we thank you for your blanket of love that you pour over us. We thank you for your blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The protection. We thank you for salvation, Lord God, because the benefits of salvation include everything that we need, Lord God. We thank you that we are healed. We thank you that we are saved. We thank you that we are delivered. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Right now, Lord God, I want to pray for our children. I ask you, Lord God, to throw your arms around our children, Lord. I pray right now, Lord God, Hallelujah, I pray, hallelujah, that our children will refocus, hallelujah, not be distracted by this world or this world system, Lord God, that they will turn their focus back to you, Lord God. We pray right now, Lord God, that they will cry out, hallelujah, Abba, Father, I love you, and fall down on their knees to pray and thank you, hallelujah, and get up with a mind to serve you, Lord God, a mind to do what is right in the kingdom, a mind, hallelujah, to let their hands, hallelujah, work for you, a mind that their feet, their lifestyle will line up, hallelujah, with that of a born-again Christian. Oh, God, we love you this day. We pray for men, Lord God. We ask you, Abba Father, for those who are bound, hallelujah, we ask you to set them free, Lord God, free from drug addiction, free from every form of addiction, Lord God, free, hallelujah, to come up out of this world and into the kingdom, Lord God, free, hallelujah, whom the Son says free is free indeed, free, hallelujah, to be the son, the brother, the uncle, the husband, the father that you have called them to be in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for women today, Lord God. Girls, hallelujah. Oh, God, you called us the weaker vessel, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. But you, hallelujah, are our father. Hallelujah. And you, Shabasi. Ooh. Hallelujah, Lord God, and you care for us, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, that you, hallelujah, hold back the plans of the devourer, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, bless your daughters, Lord God. Those who are going down the wrong path, Lord God, that you call them, hallelujah, their names and gently get them back on course, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord, hallelujah, for covering your daughters in the blood. I thank you right now for protecting us. I thank you, Lord, for keeping us, Lord God. I thank you for healing us, Lord God. I thank you for the children right now, Lord God, the little children, the little innocent children. Hallelujah. I pray a hedge of protection around them and the blood over them, Lord, that they will keep their innocence, Lord. And those, hallelujah, who have been handled wrongly and lost their innocence, Lord God, I pray, hallelujah, that you have mercy on them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Not let what happened to them, hallelujah, keep them in bondage, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. I pray for families, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord God. Strengthen the family. God, I thank you that you created the family, God. And I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against the family shall prosper. God, let families prosper. Hallelujah. And as you said in your word, hallelujah, multiply and replenish. Lord, I thank you right now, God, that there is more than enough, hallelujah, in families, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I bind the spirit of poverty. Hallelujah. I bind it. I bind it. I cast it out. I rebuke it. I say, go in the name of Jesus, and I loose, glory to God, a spirit of prosperity, Lord God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy, God. I pray now for the sick, Lord God. Hallelujah. Somehow the door has opened for sickness and disease, a spirit of infirmity to enter. But right now, Lord God, I arrest the spirit of infirmity. Hallelujah. I bind it in the name of Jesus. I cancel your assignment. I rebuke you. I say, go. In the name, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. And I loose the spirit of prosperity, hallelujah. Let the sick say, I am well, I am healed, I am delivered in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that you're sweeping houses, everything that's not like you. Hallelujah, Lord God, you're sweeping it and cleansing it. Hallelujah, so the Spirit, Holy Spirit, can dwell therein, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord. I pray for the body of Christ at large, Lord God. Let your kingdom come. Your will be done. Let the body of Christ refocus, Lord God. Let you be the center of their joy, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you right now, Lord. Give us a right mind, Lord God, to serve you, to seek you, to pray, to worship you, Lord God, to worship you, God. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Lord God. No other God but you, Lord God. We give you praise right now, Lord God. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your word says give thanks in all things, Lord God, and we give you thanks today.
God, we pray for countries all over the earth, Lord God. Let your kingdom come, your will be done, Lord God. Shake up the earth, Lord God, until the enemy, hallelujah, shaken, hallelujah, loose from countries, Lord God. And your will for every country is fulfilled, Lord God. We pray for leaders, hallelujah. Let them be bold. Let them seek you. Let them do what is right in your sight for the countries they govern, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let every hidden agenda be exposed, Lord God. Hallelujah. And let, hallelujah, the people live in peace and prosperity, Lord God. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come in the earth. We thank you, Lord. We pray, Lord, for the weather, Lord God. Hallelujah. We pray for peace. Hallelujah, in the earth, hallelujah. We pray, hallelujah, that the waters are still, hallelujah. That the grass grows green, hallelujah. That the seas are replenished, the land is fertile. Ah, God, we pray, hallelujah, that the earth come back in balance, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Ah, God, there's so much more, but I just want to say I thank you today. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Hallelujah. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, is my prayer for each of you today. The Lord is our shepherd. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now I'm going to play a little song, glory to God, one little song, and get a little of the word in. Hallelujah, time has come. Gone so quickly, 30 minutes, but hallelujah, we're here to do what thus saith the Lord. Just know that God is turning around your situation and your circumstance. Amen.
Don't understand, but I believe it's turning around. And disappointment, that time I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
It'll turn in my face.
turning around.
Believe that. Just lift your hand to the atmosphere and claim your season of turnaround.
Hallelujah.
Now let's say this together. Come on.
Around for me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sooner or later. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It'll turn in our favor. He's turning it around for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, we offer Jesus. We want you to know, glory to God, if things aren't working out for you and you don't know Jesus, get to know him. Many of us have been saved for quite some time. We still have things going on, amen? But the devil never sleeps, he and his imps. So he is constantly trying to come into the lives of God's people to steal, kill, and destroy. That's why the Bible says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. We draw strength from one another. And if you aren't saved, glory to God, the havoc that can be wreaked in your life can take you down. Glory to God. You take one drink, and before you know it, you become an alcoholic. You go out with some friends, and you try something, and you can't shake it off, glory to God. You get in a car with somebody, glory to God, and you just think you're going for a ride and they're going to commit a crime, and there you get caught up, glory to God, hallelujah. You go out on a date, hallelujah, and you get pressured, and then you find out you're pregnant, glory to God. So many ways the enemy wants to steal your future, steal your destiny, cause your spirit to be down, glory to God, cause you to lose your mind, lose your health, lose your influence in the world, damage your character, take your life even. But when you are saved, hallelujah, the accuser can accuse, but Jesus, our intercessor, is sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Glory to God. And once you're saved, the blood has benefits. Hallelujah. The blood washes us whiter than snow. The blood, hallelujah, can heal us. The blood, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, will strengthen us. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah, Satan cannot cross the bloodline. Glory to God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Glory to God. And our scripture is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, though whoever would call upon him would not perish but have everlasting life. Many of you have a son or an only child. Glory to God. Would you give your child for some wild, reckless, crazy sinner? Hallelujah. But God gave his best so we could be right back in fellowship with him. And some of you might be saying, well, I haven't done all of that, glory to God. But if you aren't saved, glory to God, then hell will still be your home. You know, preachers don't want to talk about hell anymore, but hell is a real place. It's in the Bible. Hell, a place burning with fire and brimstone, a place where you will be tormented all day if you aren't saved. Hallelujah. Some of you say, what? Hallelujah. And you might think you have a hellish life or you have a bad day and you just say, hey, I want to fast forward this to next week. No, you got to go through it to get to the other side. Hallelujah. But God will be with you. Glory to God. And you will come out of that stronger, wiser, better. Amen? Well, now I want to offer Jesus to you. Offer Jesus. I want to offer Jesus. And if you were once saved and you strayed away, come back. Hallelujah. I know you want to come back. Come back. There's no sweeter life. Glory to God. My own testimony, I got saved as a child. I loved my grandmother. I loved to see her do that little Holy Ghost dance, and she was so loving. She would wrap her loving arms around you, but she would discipline you now. And God says he chastens those he loves. And I knew that it was love. She would make that little wonderful peach cobbler for us and make us a good meal and share her love. You knew it was love. Amen. And that's what Jesus wants from us. God wants from us. He wants relationship. Hallelujah. Not just going with the SOS prayer, help, but he wants you to spend time with him. Just as Adam and Eve spent time in the cool of the evening, you can wake up and say, good morning, God. You can go to bed at night and say, good night, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. You can just say, Jesus, I love you, riding along in your car. Glory to God. I know I was riding along in my car, and there I believe it was the devil who tried to cause me to have an accident, and I didn't have time to say a long prayer. I said, Jesus, hallelujah. And I know angels, hallelujah, position things so that I did not have an accident. Oh, my God, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I could feel the Holy Spirit. I felt as if time was standing still for a few seconds. Glory to God. God will get you out of it. Glory to God. You've already won the victory. He deserves the praise. We have an incredible God. And I believe when our praises go up, hallelujah, he's pleased. We're thankful. We're grateful. His blessings come down. And now if you aren't saved, hallelujah, or if you're strayed away and you want to come back, just say these words. Recommit to God. Amen. And when you say the words, don't just say, well, I'm going to say it. No, commit to God. Find a church where God is the Father, Jesus is the Son, and the Holy Spirit is the Comforter. Get in there with some strong saints, begin to read your Bible, and you will see your life will change. A man of God used to say, just give God 7 years. How long have you been out there in the world? Give God 7 years, and you will see that eighth year, that new beginning, your whole life will change. Yes, you can walk in and see people looking beautiful and all dressed up, but if they begin to tell you their testimony, they probably were right there where you are or even below that point, but God pulled them up to where they are now. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Glory, glory. The words, Father, today I choose Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. I thank you, Lord, that you sent your Son to save us. Take my life and use it for your glory. Today I am grateful that I can call you Father. I'm grateful that I'm saved. If you said those words and you meant it from your heart, then God is going to work out everything for you. Amen? Just begin to tell God. Look back at all the things that happened in your life and you got out of it. It was God even before you got saved. Amen? Just begin to praise him and tell him you deserve it. Amen? He deserves our praise. I was so blessed to see this anointed man and his group in concert. Very anointed. Hallelujah. Come on, you guys. Come on, ladies. Lift your hands and bless the Lord. Amen.
Yeah. lift our hands together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the place.
Hallelujah, glory to God. You're sowing a seed. Hallelujah. When you give God your hallelujah, and he will bless you with a harvest. Hallelujah, whatever you've asked him for. And when you work for him, hallelujah, witnessing, hallelujah, encouraging others, you're sowing seeds, and you'll reap a harvest. You will find that those who have served God, they are not poor, hallelujah, because when you do what God has called you to do, harvest time, amen, seed time and harvest time. Those were the words that Oral Roberts said, amen, and I was so blessed to go and visit my grandmother and grandfather in Georgia, hallelujah, and my grandfather doing seed time would be just as happy as he could be plowing, hallelujah, planting his seeds, and then I would go back during the harvest time and